TH. I've been saying it before, but I've just maybe expressed it differently here. As I spoke to a friend of mine the other day, I think that women today, overall on this planet, are disturbed. And I quickly added that I didn't mean that there was anything wrong with them, but that disturbed by the environment. But in other words, not wrong with the women, but with the environment today, which has been created by men. It's very male-ish, because men, you know, that's the left half of the brain. Linear, logical structures, buildings drawn by rulers and compasses and computers and roads and lanes and arrows and lines to follow and symbols. It's a very linear form of society, form of world that men build and have built. It all looks like a big machine, right? You look at a city from the top and it looks like an electronic board almost, where little people are moving around according to the structure and greater logic that some logical men invented. And then of course some logical women who have to show that they are as good as men. But it's still male-ish. And if you look back 100 years, where 90% of people in Sweden lived in the countryside instead of opposite 90% in the cities as now, what did you have there? Well, you have nature around you. The roads, or what you want to call them, that you travel on are plain earth, and the carts are not even machines, they are horse carriages made out of wood and horses. Very personal, very much alive, everything was very close to nature. And there was peace, no background noise of cars and strange motors and jet planes. And as I say, that this environment we have created now, it's stressful, and probably more stressful for women than men. This is just my theory. Disagree with me if you want. There's a comment field down here. Which then, you know, we have to admit and confess of weaknesses. There are other things that men are hurt by today and disturbed by. Maybe then women could talk about that also. But my point is here that the environment we have created, not only the poison and this and that, but the mental environment, the stress, is a very important problem. And maybe, not sure, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe that's more hurting the ladies. After all, the stressful situations are constructed by men who, I guess, then find some comfort in it and probably find it less stressful. Could this be some truth in this?